Welcome back to Words
and Things.
It's finally 2021.
Yes, we haven't been recording lately.
We haven't. He was gone for almost all of December and beginning of January.
Yeah, except for that one weekend I was here.
Yeah. So, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all the things. What did you get for Christmas, Lucidio?
For me, all I got a gaming headset. Hoodie. Mm-hmm. I got a blind bag of My Hero Academia that had Todoroki.
Boo got it too, but she didn't get Todoroki like you and Maddie.
I got, what's it, Seahawks jersey and Seahawks masks.
Yeah.
And then from Wella, I got a gift card and a Modern Warfare Remastered.
Very cool. What'd you get at home?
I got a Seahawks poster thingy made by my cousin's girlfriend.
Very cool.
And board games.
Awesome. Board games are always fun.
A cup, a Yeti cup for my brother.
Oh, that's cool.
It has Seahawks.
Oh, very cool.
With my name on it.
Oh, that's really neat.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think it has 29.
Games. I don't know whose numbers or what.
No, it just has my number.
Oh.
What? It has 29 or 09.
Oh, okay.
Which is good for us because, like, me, Maddie's, and Boo's end in 9.
Yeah.
And then I got a weird puzzle thing for my grandma.
Ooh, puzzles are fun. Well, I got a Roomba.
Yeah, Roomba.
Vacuum, so I can vacuum. If y'all would keep the house clean enough for me to be able to use it.
Well, I'm not here all the time. When I'm here, I help clean.
I know you do. We're going to sit and color while we do this one, y'all. We're going to color. I've got a Nightmare Before Christmas coloring book.
I have a weird one. It's like...
I got like sugar spools.
Yeah, sugar spools. There's three bears here. One is named Pablo, one is named...
This is Frankenweenie. How is it the Nightmare Before Christmas?
Which, it says Nightmare Before Christmas on the thing.
I don't know, but that's Frankenweenie.
Tim Burton.
It's not. But it's Frankenweenie. Not Nightmare Before Christmas.
Tim Burton, though.
Ugh. Anyway. But I also got... I got Marilyn Monroe lipstick from Mulan.
You did? So. You never told me that.
Yeah, some red lipstick.
Oh, like a chew over there.
I know. And then Boo got me, and Willa both got me Nightmare Before Christmas music boxes. They're so pretty. And then, well, Daddy got me my Sally dress, too, but he gave it to me early.
Yeah, I know. Because you over there. Can I see?
I didn't do that. I didn't even do that. He was just like, you want it early? Okay. I didn't even ask.
Can I see it? Can I see it? Come on, let me see it. Come on, let me see it.
I didn't do that.
Come on, let me see it.
What did you get to do for New Year's?
Nothing.
You didn't do nothing.
All I did, because I had to be with my grandma, but my mom was at a boyfriend's house in West Local, and my brothers were at their other grandma's house. So I was with my grandma, and all I did was play GTA, Madden.
So
and
fun.
She just sat in her room, watched TV, played a game that she has on her TV.
Well, we didn't do anything that exciting either. I worked until 8:15.
At least you had people with you.
I did. I had Daddy and Boo and Maddie and Zyler. But Zyler went to bed early because he's a baby. And so I worked until 8:15. And then me and Daddy were going to go out, but then we decided not to after midnight. So we just went out. You know what the best part was all the dang fireworks that were all over. We didn't have to spend a dime on. Because we didn't buy any fireworks. And Boo did we did our toast, you know, our...
I don't know the toast.
Our fake, you know, the grape juice toast that we get in here.
I do?
Yeah, you know, the sparkling grape juice.
I remember that. Yeah, we do.
It's... I'm making a mess up pretty loud for a second.
Mom. I'm not even messing. I'm not even getting a mess.
I want these out.
And I have 120 crowns.
I years. I only have 80, but still.
Yeah, you're making more noise than me. I'm over here drawing silently.
I just wanted to see the colors.
I'm busy coloring and. Because I have three bears here. The first one is named Pablo. Second one is named Ann. Third one is named Escobar.
Escobar.
So all three of them are Pablo and Escobar.
That's cute. I like it. I like it.
No, you don't. You're just trying to hop on the bandwagon train of liking it.
Well, it's trying to be nice. I like it. It's cool.
Okay? I like it. It's cool, okay.
You're so rude.
Oh my god, you're so rude.
Oh, so he's grounded.
Oh no, please don't tell him. No, please, mom, please don't, mom.
You want to tell him why you're grounded?
No.
Why?
Because it's horrible.
It's horrible.
It was a mistake, okay?
It was a naughty, naughty boy.
It was a mistake. A one-time mistake that will never happen again.
Well, that's good. Yeah, he said something to his mother, and she got upset, which she had every right to. But anyways, how is 2020 panning out so far?
2020?
Or, 2021.
Yeah, because you're still stuck in 2020.
Did you hear the conspiracy theory on that?
What? That 2021?
What?
2021 is 2021.
No, that we're still in 2020 and it hasn't actually been the end of the year yet.
Well, I believe that because right off the bat, I'm grounded.
Well, you did that yourself, dude.
It came out of my mouth. I couldn't even control it. It was just like a heat of the moment. I was like...
Okay, so now we're going to talk about it more. You got to tell them what you did or they're going to be curious as to what the problem was.
Okay, so like me and my brother were chilling on Omegle. Everybody was in the living room, but me and my brother were chilling on Omegle, right? Not showing our faces. And then my mom's dog came up there on the couch in front of the camera. So you can't control dogs.
Yeah, okay.
And the person said, "Nice dog." And I said, "Thanks." Like, you know, a normal human being.
Right.
And then my mom said, "That's not your dog," I guess joking around. So I told her, this was on accident, guys, okay? Well, screw you too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, trouble was had.
Yeah. Trouble.
Which, I mean, you shouldn't have said it, but I understand to some extent your side too. But anyhow, he got grounded for that, which, you know, he should be.
For a week.
It is what it is.
It gets over on Sunday.
He learned his lesson. Right. Well, I got the first round of COVID vaccine.
Lucky.
From Moderna. I feel my arm was the sorest it's ever been. And I get all my vaccines. Like, I even get the flu shot every year.
Hey, Mom. Off topic. But, mm-hmm. But you know what I sometimes tell my brother?
What?
Because he locks his, like, he keeps the door shut for me because I mess around. And I tell him, "This is the Chamber of Commerce, KKK, looking for some fence hopping, real grande swimming, real wetbacks over here."
Oh my god. You are such a mess.
But I try to say it in a redneck voice.
Yeah.
Because you know KKK.
You're crazy. Anyways.
I can say it. I'm Mexican.
Back to my COVID vaccine. I went Wednesday at 11:55 and got it.
And at least you know Boo cares about you because she went with you.
She cried like all night the night before because I was going to have to go alone and I didn't want to take her with me out because I just, you know, don't want her to be out if she doesn't have to be. And so she's like, "I want to go, Mom. What if something happens to you and no one's there with you?" I mean, it was fine, obviously. I feel a little tired today and yesterday.
I found a green.
And my arm, literally, I've never... So they gave it up really high, closer to, like, my arm joint, up on my shoulder, on my left arm, and it was super sore. I've never had such a sore arm from a vaccine before. But other than that, just, like, little minor aches and stuff. So next time when I get it, I'm going to get the second dose in February on the 3rd. I'm going to take the day off after work. I mean, take the day after off from work so that I can have some time to, like, chill afterwards and rest. But otherwise, I feel fine.
Hey, Mom, I have a
haven't
question.
Turned into a zombie yet.
Mom.
What?
How much is a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A?
I have no idea.
You pay for it.
I don't know. I never mask. I just pay.
Every time I get it.
Yeah, but it's not like that's the only thing we order when you get it. So it's like mixed in with the other
orders. Well, how much does me and you and Boots come out to?
Like $25 or something like that.
Oh, so three. Dang it. I don't know if I want to spend that on Chick-fil-A tomorrow. I don't know.
I told you, I'll talk Daddy into taking you on the way home on Sunday.
Okay.
And tell him that I told you he would take you, so he has to take you. He might not eat it, but I'm sure he'll get you Chick-fil-A.
And then at my mom, I want to take the Modern Warfare to my mom.
You do or don't?
Do.
Okay.
So I can play it.
Okay.
Over there.
I don't have a problem with that. But, yeah. So, anyway, COVID vaccine. I got qualified because I have high blood pressure. I have yucky lungs.
And then wait for it.
And I'm fat. I know, that's like a piss poor excuse. Like, I felt super guilty in the sense, like, because it's people with cancer and people with, like, kidney failure and people that are over 65.
And then you're just fat.
I'm fat, so I wanted to get it because, I mean, but people are dying because they're being overweight. And then the hypertension doesn't help. And so I'd rather go and get it and be safe and take care of what I need to take care of so I can be here healthy for y'all. Because my worry is...
Yeah, so we can do it. Because if we don't do it, then y'all guys are going to miss out on Pablo and Escobar.
What?
Pablo and Escobar.
That makes no sense.
Yes, it does make total sense.
It makes no sense about what we're talking about.
Yeah, it doesn't.
No.
Just Pablo and Escobar are amazing.
But anyway, I'm glad I got it. I'm very thankful that I was able to get in on the very small window of scheduling. I feel super bad though because some of my friends haven't gotten it yet that are in nursing, and it's super crazy to think the way that they have it set up. Like Erica hasn't gotten it, and she was saying that her agency basically just left them to figure it out on their own.
Wait.
She's a home health nurse that takes care of, you know, terminally ill children.
Wait, my mom is a home health. Right. Well, my mom works for my grandma.
Well, then your mom could get it.
I don't think
if
mom.
She's a nurse.
I don't know if they have it in Kingsville.
But is your mom a nurse or is she just a, like a CNA?
She went to a med. I don't know what she
she's
is.
She's just a CNA though.
I don't know what she is.
She might still be able to get it being a CNA. I'm just saying she's not technically
because
a nurse.
All she does is just
not
do the normal
stuff. Not to discard like anyone who does CNA work because y'all are freaking amazing too. Y'all do all the grunt work.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like. Just saying. Just never mind.
I can't wait till I move out. Until we move out of that house.
Why?
In a year.
You don't like it already?
No, I do. It's just I want my own room.
Oh.
Because my brother can go in there anytime. Because it's his room too.
Well, yeah. That's what sharing a room is like.
Yeah. And I've been sharing a room. Since.
Pretty much your whole life.
Yeah, pretty much. I've been... practically my whole life, I've been sharing it with my grandma.
Which is just... I'm sorry. No offense to your grandma. But no teenage boy wants to share their bedroom with their grandma.
Well, like, we had nowhere else to, like...
I know. I get it. I'm just... You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not, like, anything most teenage boys would just be like, I don't want to share a room with my grandma. Who wants to really share a room with their grandmother?
It's horrible. And I don't think my grandma liked it. Because the therapist wanted her to use a potty chair in the room. Uh-huh. But she couldn't get up. But she never used it. Because if I wake up and she's there using
yeah,
it.
That'd be awkward. Hey, Grandma, what? Oh. Never mind. I see what you're doing.
I'm just there sleeping. She gets up.
No, you're just there sleeping and you're just like.
Oh, God.
What's that smell?
I look up. Oh,
Grandma.
I'd be like, I'm just going to turn this
laying
way.
Laying down a deuce like that in the middle of the night.
I'm trying
to sleep.
I'm just going to turn this way.
Yeah, that would be awkward.
Yeah.
You're just slightly awkward.
Mom, look at Anne.
He looks amazing.
Yes.
those color schemes.
Because I created him.
The color schemes you got, dude, is amazing.
Yes. Yes. Just yes.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But anyway, I'm waiting for, I guess, I'm hoping one of the other vaccines come out for kids. Because right now, I think Pfizer is no one under the age of 16. And this one's no one under the age of 18 that I got.
Well, Mom, someone on TikTok said I look over 16, so.
Oh, someone on TikTok.
So, I can pass.
They said it on TikTok, so it must be true.
No, because, like, I was just there, and, like, she said, oh, hey. Like, oh, hi. She, and I'm like, you should go give me a follow on Instagram. She's like, okay. And then she thought I was, like, 17.
Oh, you getting hit on by older girls?
I don't know.
You're all innocent over here. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Fall.
Yeah.
Behave yourself. Getting into trouble.
I'm not getting into trouble.
Sure. What they all say. Okay, so. Just because you look older, though. The vaccine's not safe for anyone under those ages.
I'm mature.
Your body.
I can train my body.
Isn't set up.
I can train my body.
To receive.
I can train my body.
The vaccine.
I can train my body.
Oh my gosh.
I'll imagine that into a song. My next hit. Remember.
I can train my body. I can train my body. I don't know.
I can train my body. I can train my body. I can
train
my body.
Can you train your body?
Yeah. Yes, I can.
You're so dumb.
Remember a few years ago, Over the Rainbow?
Yeah.
Y'all guys don't know Over the Rainbow, do y'all? No, y'all don't. Sing it. You want me to sing it? Okay. Sing it. Over the rainbow, I see a cow.
Oh, God, this one.
Over the rainbow, I do not vow. Over the rainbow, I see a frog. Over the rainbow, his name is Kermit the Frog.
I'm so sorry, y'all.
Yes, it was a hit. Made it back in 7th grade.
You wrote that? Good
shot. I never wrote anything down. I just made it all up in my head in like 30 seconds.
Bravo, bravo.
Oh, look, it's Boo.
Uh-oh, here comes trouble.
Hey, look, it's Boo.
And mini trouble.
It's Espeon.
We've got 5 freaking cats in this house.
Let me guess, Mom. They're not part of this town. Yeah, she said that once. And me and Boo were like...
Once. Literally once. And I was frustrated. Because they're every freaking where.
And then Mom's like, you know what? They're not a part of this house.
Don't. Please don't. Please don't.
Mom, it's just a kitty.
I don't want her getting on the things.
Oh, sure, but you wouldn't mind Cookie doing it. I see how it is.
I would
favoritism.
Mind
favoritism.
I would mind Cookie doing it, too.
And then one time she said to us, what is that thing doing up here?
Well.
She said, what is that thing doing up here?
I swear I love them.
You only like Cookie. You only like Cookie. It's the only one you like.
Cookie's just cute.
They're all cute.
So we have like an array of cats. So our cat had 5 little kittens. 2 girls and 3 boys. And each of the kids have their cat. Me and my husband have a cat. And our oldest daughter has her cat that she's taking with her when she moves. In a year or whatever. However long. I don't know. Anyway. They are one, like, gray and white one that's super pretty.
That's Maddie.
My daughter's, like, Madison's. And then there is Espeon, which is Boo's. And Espeon looks almost identical to her mom. She's just this really dark-colored calico cat. But she has these, like, really beautiful lines coming off from her eyes. So it looks like she's wearing eyeliner. And then there's Marshmallow.
No, Marshmallow.
Oh, s'mores. We changed our name.
Which is Dad's because they're both fatties.
S'mores is like this really pretty calico, but she's really light colored.
Like
calico.
Blended, like faded.
I don't know how else to explain it, but this like pastel colors.
Faded.
She's very pastel.
She's faded. She's calico.
Faded. Okay, faded calico. And then we have Cookie.
Which is Mom's. It was mine, and then she stole him from me.
He's just this gorgeous black and white tuxedo cat. Like, he's so pretty. And he's just so fluffy and so... Ugh, he's gorgeous.
And then don't forget Panther, the best one.
Panther, who I was super freaking excited for, because I've wanted another really pretty all-black cat.
Panther's mine.
And
he's amazing.
I was super excited when I saw she had an all-black cat, because I was like, oh my god, yes, another black cat. We used to have a black cat named Sadie when my husband and I first got together. And then she died. Or got... I don't know what happened to her. Honestly, I think someone took her, but we don't know for sure. But anyway, I was super excited, and I was going to name him Binks or Salem.
Oh, no. It's Panther.
But my husband was like, he's a panther for Black Panther. And it suits him better anyway.
And his name is... What's his name? What's his nickname again?
Chadwick.
Yeah, that's his nickname, Chadwick.
But they're like super pretty cats. They're just, there's so many of them all in one space. And so it's a bit overwhelming.
I see how it is, Mom.
Sometimes.
I see how it is.
With five kittens.
The only one you like is Cookie.
And one adult cat.
I never thought it would come to this.
We have two litter boxes, and it still seems like it's not enough.
Never thought it would come to this.
Well, they're going to be outside when they get bigger.
Never thought it would.
Well, they'll be inside and outside. And I want to get them fixed.
Okay, Mom. Now time for Pablo.
Pablo Escobar.
No, it's just Pablo.
But yeah, they're really cute cats. They're just a bit annoying.
Except for Cookie, right, Mom?
No, Cookie can be annoying, too. Trust me, they all have their moments of annoyance and, like, being, like, booty butts. One doesn't go out, like, unnoticed.
I see how it is, Mom. Favoritism.
I'm glad you see how it is.
Okay, what shall we talk about next?
How is it favoritism if I'm like literally
okay,
saying?
Okay, what shall we talk about next?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
That picture that I'm looking at right now where Dad's sticking his tongue out.
Okay.
And you're laughing like...
That was my 24th birthday. We were dating.
She's Pablo.
Look at Pablo and Escobar.
Pablo.
And
2 years later.
Pablo.
And Escobar.
And.
I don't know if this is at
Escobar.
All what her dress looks like.
Escobar.
But I'm
and.
Going with it.
Escobar.
And.
Escobar.
Okay, stop hitting the table. Because one, that's loud. And two, that's annoying. And three, it's messing me up.
How is that messing you up?
It's messing me up. Man. It's messing me up.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, anyway, I guess that's that. Like that's it for this one. I mean,
no. It's only been 23 minutes, Mom.
Whoa, we're kind of boring.
No, we're not. God.
Oh, Maddie was watching. Did you see the new 90th Day Fiance thing?
No.
Maddie was watching the videos on TikTok, and she's like, "What is he doing?"
Well, I can't go on TikTok to watch them, because I'm kind of...
No, I mean, it was on regular TikTok, like, on our, what me and you had posted, where you put balloons.
What balloons?
So you look like you had Darcy's boobs.
Oh.
And I was like, what is he doing? I was like, it's from 90 Day Fiancé.
Little does she know, she hasn't seen it, has she?
I don't think she has. No.
You need to show it. The crying one.
I don't need that energy.
And yet she always goes up there and starts stuff.
No. That's what I was like, what are you doing, lady? Like, back off and leave alone. Oh, and Boo and I started watching, I don't know if you've watched any new shows lately.
No.
But there's The Mask.
Oh, wait, Dancer. I have.
What have you watched?
On Netflix, I know this sounds old and I'm barely getting to it, but I'm watching Naruto.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah, I'm watching. I'm on that one scene in the beginning in that mist. You know the one where they, in that mission where they have to protect the bridge builder?
Yes, I know.
I'm in that part where the girl tell, where the guy tell, where the boy tells him Naruto to kill him because he's of no use.
Okay. I haven't watched Naruto.
You should watch it, man.
It's just not my cup of tea.
Mom, baby's so good.
But Boo and I started watching The Masked Dancer.
Mom, the baby is so good.
Yeah.
She told me when she went it out.
Well, that's so good.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, Mom. Yes, it
is. I don't know. They're in here. Oh. Maybe they're mad at you.
Oh, probably. Instead of us in her room.
Wait. But
they're both in here. It's a museum.
Press.
Oh, it's the scary thing.
No.
It's not
a problem. Oh, yeah. We need to do it.
Mom, do it yourself. Hold on, Mom.
He had it on like 100, though. Dad did.
Oh, there.
He turned it up more.
He turned it up to like the highest one for me.
Okay, so this
your
is,
hand.
This
no, is, your hand.
No, this is at the...
Then I press.
I can feel it.
Do you have to press the button?
You feel it in my finger?
No.
Do you have to press the button?
Touch this finger.
Huh?
Kind of. Wait, what'd you put it on?
Only on three.
Put it on one.
Oh, you big baby.
Dad had it at the highest point. Owie.
You're so weird.
It's shocked. Owie. It shocked me.
Dad put it at the highest point, though. Hold on.
I'm not doing that.
Dad
I know.
Did. That's how he scared Lucidio to death.
But it shocks. Look, do it to Boo on the lowest one.
Wait, is it, what is it on?
One.
No.
I wouldn't hurt you on purpose.
No, Boo, it's on one.
On purpose?
See, it shocks. It doesn't massage.
It hurts.
It's supposed to massage.
It shocks.
No, it shocks. It gives you the tingles.
You feel nothing dense.
Yeah, it feels like tingles. It's supposed to be a massager thing to help nerves.
I'm just heavy, yo.
You're gonna hurt your arm, by the way. Look at how swollen your hand looks.
I know. His aren't stretched out.
Yeah.
He's trying to get
him. Well, I'm just saying you're shutting circulation off.
I've always done this. I did it all night.
You shouldn't, though. That's shutting all the circulation to your hand and your blood flow. He's got hair chonglas. Hair chongas on his wrist.
Hair chongos.
Chongles, Mom, you might as well just call him hair ties at this point.
Hair ponies, hair ties, what?
Lucidio, do you like my shades?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you so dang beautiful? Go away with your beautiful self.
Lucidio, aren't my shades just killer?
Yes, they're just killer.
Oh, ooh, I'm just kidding.
And then you can't forget my amazing fanny pack. I didn't even touch the table.
You are moving the table so much. I can't even get to it now.
Hold on, guys. Technical difficulties right now. Do, 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 do. Okay, we're back to the show.
The only thing is we didn't stop. Oh, my God.
Well, how could you?
My glasses are actually broken, though. I stepped on them.
Apparently, this show is featuring Boo all of a sudden.
Yes, it is. we're just here, and then, boom.
Boo's like, I want to be on,
the podcast.
Okay. I did not say that.
We're the number one podcast on Spotify, or Apple Music, or anything.
God.
Yes, we are.
Sponsored by no one.
Sponsored by the Chongo's Disciple.
Listen, your glasses are broken now. But you didn't even know that.
Someone stepped on them.
I did.
Oh, well, you broke them yourself then.
So she can't complain.
I thought they were dad's.
Why would you
see how you're moving the table, dude? I didn't even move the table.
Well, I don't even notice it.
I thought they were dad's when I broke them.
You're literally lifting the table up.
I thought they were dad's when I broke them, though.
We'll have to post pictures of our coloring.
Yes, check on Instagram. You're gonna see. Hey, mom. Hey, mom.
Hey, son. Hey, son.
I have a question.
I may have an answer.
Why you guys like this?
Should I blow out their ears?
Oh, God. No.
Y'all guys ready to get your ear blown out?
No.
What am I gonna do?
One,
two, buckle my shoe.
Three,
shut the door.
Five, one, two, yeah, it's coming for you. Three, four, better lock your door. Five, six, grab a grill and some fence. Seven, eight, gonna stay up late. 9, 10, never sleep again.
Why are you singing it like that?
Because it's a song. It's part of a song.
Yeah, I know that. But like, why did you sing it like meow?
Yeah.
Because that's how it is.
No, it's not.
It's like a high pitched voice.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I think it's somewhere better. Like one, two. Freddy's coming for you.
No. It's a high pitched voice. Like if you search up the song, it'll be a high pitched voice.
Oh, I bet they searched up. You don't got a phone.
Why don't you search it up? Oh, never mind.
Because you're dumb.
If only we had a laptop.
Well, I did.
Hey.
Did? What happened to it?
What happened to it? I don't know. One turn on. Boo. What happened to it?
Yeah, but you're the only one that used that one.
Pretty much.
One, two, Fred is coming for you.
You're so annoying.
Three, four, lock your door. Five, six, grab a cruise.
What's brown to you?
That is brown, Mom.
No, it's black.
It looks purple to me at first.
It's black. It's black, Mom.
It's looking very brown.
Yeah, that's purple. That's purple.
No, that's black.
It's purple.
That's black.
It's brown, and y'all are colorblind.
That's black.
I am colorblind, actually.
Not mine, that's
brown.
Black.
It's brown.
It's black.
But it's fine.
It's purple.
We're just going with
it. Oh, wait, guys. We can't forget my amazing fanny pack.
I don't even know what it looks like.
It's like orange with like a blue screaming hand.
Oh my god, because that's so hell.
Blue screaming hand.
It looks crazy.
Yep, a blue screaming hand.
They're gonna be like, what the heck is this guy got? What the heck are you buying him? We not buying him nothing.
Alright, well I think we're gonna go ahead and end this. But we will be back with the next episode. We'll try to have more. I know we say that every time.
Yeah, every time we say
really
it.
We really will try harder. Life just...
Yeah, right.
Is meh.
Yeah, right.
I thank you guys for joining for us. Updates, guys. Definitely go follow us on Instagram. Go ahead and give us a like here. Follow, subscribe.
Yeah, but we don't have a joke this time.
We don't.
I have a joke.
Okay, tell your joke.
Why did the sun? Why did the sunglasses cross the road?
Why?
To get to the beach.
Love it.
Oh.
Can you pick them up? But anyway, join us back next time. We'll try to start posting more frequently. I think we're gonna go to once a month instead of once a week because that's just not realistic for us at this time.
Hold on,
every 2 weeks.
Another joke.
It was over the summer when you were here for 3 months, but not now.
Why did the sunglasses go to Florida?
Why?
To see Mickey Mouse.
Oh.
It's amazing.
What? Diggity-a-bog!
And then, guys, And then guys, we're gonna post Pablo and Escobar on Instagram. Yes.
We'll post our pictures.
Pablo and Escobar.
All right, guys. See you later. As we like to say, always have
fun.